death. I find myself in total darkness. Somehow I can tell that I'm in a theater. Slowly the lights come on, and I see that I'm on the stage. On one side, the stage is set with burning torches, and toward the back is an enormous balance scale with two arms. I sense that the ceiling, which may be vaulted, is very high, because I can't see all the way up to it. Around the stage, I can make out walls of stone, trees, and swamps, which seem to lead into dense jungle. I see human figures moving furtively in the shadows. Suddenly, two hooded figures beside me seize my arms. Then a solemn voice asks me, "Where do you come from?" I don't know how to answer, so I say that I come from inside. "What is this inside?" the voice demands. I venture this reply. "I live in the city, so for me, this wilderness is outside. But for people who live out here, the city is outside. And since I live in the city, that is, inside, that's why I say I come from inside, and now I'm outside." "What nonsense," says the voice. "You have entered our domain, and therefore you come from outside. And where we are is not the wilderness, but rather your insides. Can't you see that this is a theater? You have entered this theater, which, in turn, is in your city. And the city where you live is outside the theater." "No," I answer, "the theater is part of the city where I live." "Listen to me, insolent one," says the voice. "Let's stop this ridiculous discussion. To begin with, let me tell you that you no longer live in the city. You used to live in the city, and therefore that space, whether inside or outside, is something from your past. Here, you have entered another space-time. In this dimension, things work differently." Suddenly, an old man appears before me, carrying a large open container in his right hand. As he comes up to me, he reaches inside of me with his other hand, as if my body were made of butter. First, he removes my liver and puts it in the container. Then he proceeds to take out my kidneys, my stomach, and my heart. Finally, in the most unprofessional way, he takes out everything else that he finds until the container is filled to overflowing. All the while, I feel nothing unusual. The old man then turns around and carries my viscera over to the balance, where he puts everything into a large pan that hangs from one arm of the scale. As he does so, the arm begins to tilt downward, until it comes to rest on the floor. Now I seem to be in a butcher shop. where the different cuts of meat are weighed as the customers look on. Indeed, a lady carrying a shopping bag tries to take some of my internal organs from the pan. But the old man stops her, shouting, "Hey, who said you could have any of that meat?" Then he climbs up a short ladder until he can reach the empty pan hanging down from the other end of the balance, where he gently places an owl's feather, but this time saying these words to me: "Now that you are dead and have descended to the threshold of the world of shadows, you will say to yourself, 'My viscera are being weighed,' and you will be right. To weigh your viscera is to weigh your actions." The hooded figures beside me let go of my arms, and I begin to wander slowly in no particular direction. The voice continues, "Your lower viscera are in the infernal fire. The keepers of the fire are always active, preventing those you desire from coming near." I realize that the voice is guiding my steps, and with each suggestion, the scene changes. The voice continues, "First, you must pay the keepers. Then, enter the fire and remember all the suffering that you have caused others in the chain of love." Ask forgiveness from those you have mistreated, and leave the fire only when you are reconciled with them. Then, call by name those you have wronged, and beseech them to let you see their faces. If they agree, listen carefully to their advice, which is as soft as a faraway breeze. Thank them with all your heart, and leave following the torch of your guide. Your guide will lead you through dark passageways until you come to a chamber where shadows await you, the shadows of all those you have harmed in the course of your existence. They remain, all of them, in the same suffering condition as on the day you left them. ask for their forgiveness, reconcile with them, and kiss them one by one before you leave. Follow your guide, who knows well how to lead you to the places of your shipwrecks, to the places of things forever frozen. O world of great losses, where smiles and enchantments and hopes are your burden and your failure. Contemplate your long chain of failures. And to help you, ask your guide to slowly illuminate all those illusions. Reconcile with yourself, forgive yourself, and laugh. Then you will see that from the cornucopia of dreams, a wind will blow, carrying the dust of your illusory failures to nothingness. Suddenly, the whole scene changes, and I find myself in different surroundings. I hear the voice say, "Even in the cold and dark forest, you must follow your guide. Birds of ill omen will brush against your head. In the swamps, serpentine vines will hem you in. Have your guide lead you to the grotto. There you can go no farther until you pay the price to the hostile forms that guard the entrance. If, finally, you are able to enter the grotto, ask your guide to cast light to the left and to the right. Ask your guide to bring the torch close to the large marble bodies of the statues of all those you have never been able to forgive. Forgive them one by one, and when your feeling is true, each statue will turn once more into a human being who will reach out their arms to you and smile in a hymn of gratitude. Now, follow your guide out of the grotto and do not look back for any reason. Leave your guide and return to where you began, where the actions of the dead are weighed. Look once more at the pan on the balance that contains your actions and see how they rise. They are now lighter than a feather. I hear the metallic groan of the balance arm and see the pan that bears my viscera rising upward. The voice concludes, "You have forgiven your past, and you have achieved more than enough to think of going any further for now. Were your ambition to carry you beyond this point, it could happen that you might not return to the land of the living. You have gained more than enough with the purification of your past. I say to you now, awake and depart from this place." Slowly, the lights on the stage dim, and I can tell that once more I am outside that world, and again a part of my everyday world. But I also realize that even in my daily world, I still carry within me the experience of that other world.